Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to
Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And I'm joined by, you know, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, the Dark Knight himself, Mr. DSP, a deeper shade of soul himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the Wise Son. What's good with you, bro?
Come on, man. How you doing, Van? It's another great night to be in the poetry world, and I am in the co-pilot seat waiting to get started. What's going on, bro? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, bro. How you doing, man? You doing okay? I mean, it's a great night for poetry, I'm excited.
I'm not even complaining about nothing, man. Even the stuff that I can complain about is kind of small in comparison to all my blessings. I'm not arguing about nothing. I get to hang out with you.
Oh man, I get to hang out with you.
Oh no, okay. I tell you what.
We get to hang out with each other. How's that?
That part. I'm with you on
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press 1 when you get here. Tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. Let's give a huge shout-out to Epiphany CEO, as well as Raw Link CEO, none other than Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Author Larry Maddox, let's not forget that. Hey, man, reach out to that brother and say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or better yet, how about you just get you some Raw Links? I mean, your wrist seems a little naked. Your neck might be a little naked. I mean, just get you some. What you think, Jason?
If you're going to put anything on, come on, stop playing. Put on something that's going to look dope, that got some healing properties, black owned, and if I might say so myself, a tinge of it looks like it's personal. Deeper shit of soul. I'm just saying.
Hey, Jay. Hey, man, let the people know what's popping tonight. Let them know what's going on tonight.
You sure? Are you sure?
I think they're ready.
You know, I tried to list some of them notes before, and I don't know if they were ready. I think they might have been into it. I was like, let's see.
Let them know. Let's let them know anyway.
You know what, man? Because you asked, this is what we want to do. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, think of what we're asking you. When I say he or she was more than a poem, .. He or she was more than a poem to me, ..
Whoo!
Think about it. If you came to the Get Down before, you know we talk about stretching your pen. If you came to the Get Down, you know we talk about elongating concepts and thought processes by challenging poets. And I don't mean challenging anybody in the physical eye. I just mean challenging poets in a way that we want to see you and hear you do you. Because sometimes we get a pocket. You know, man? We get a pocket. We do this kind of poetry. Until sometimes someone says, well, I know you can do that kind of poetry, but have you ever thought about doing something? And that's what we did.
Yes. That's what we did.
We're asking people to please stretch your pen. Challenge yourself poetically. You'd be surprised what you can come up with. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, sir.
What do you think, man?
Yes.
What do you think?
I agree, man. You know, I can't wait to dive into this and hear what the poets are bringing tonight. You know, I'm just excited, man, because that's pretty incredible, Jay. That's pretty incredible.
It can be. It really can be. So, you know, I'm anxious. I'm anxious. But you know what, Jay? Because this
What's
has
up,
been a
bro?
Crazy year so far. We missed a couple of shows. We had a couple of shows. Then this is it's Women's History Month. Women's History Month.
It is.
So in honor of all of those people, please start to show off on what James Brown used to call the good foot. Can you get this started on the good foot, man? Can you get us on the good foot? Can you start to show off on the good foot, bro?
Hey, man, I could try my best. I could try my best.
If you can start us off on the good foot, then my brother from another mother, please get on down.
Poetry is more than strings of words placed together, creating some rhyme and story about my forever. It's more than just raw emotions poured out on paper, written in ink with some unique signature or moniker. It's a dynamic of the powerful emotions behind the nouns and verbs that are making parallel love with adjectives and adverbs. While the poetic artist is crafting his or her metaphors, working under emotional turmoil or passionate turbulence, seeking more energy to give you his blood, sweat, and tears. From his brainstem of situations hidden for years, whilst hoping that someday, someway, somehow he can reach someone, but not just anyone, his person he searched for and yearned for. See, poetry in itself is a different kind of love language. Reciting it and performing it while it goes unchecked and unmanaged, because these thoughts written in ink has a way of touching the heart, with words that penetrate the soul from the very start, hiding in and through personal ritualistic performances, training the mind, body, and soul to create chances of opportunities to be transparent through my words so you can feel the hidden cryptic message around your inner eardrum waiting to let go. Let go of a sigh of release, a shaking orgasm that internally won't cease. Poetry is more than strings of words placed together. It is a form of communication from my emotion of my heart to your ears forever. From the mind of poetic.
From my emotion of my heart to your ears. In other words, I'm opening myself to you via this muscle ventricle, hoping that you'll get the beat of not the drum, but my heart, letting you know that it's that religious, that my blood is on the pages that you thought was ink. I dig this! I like this because it says so many things in so many different ways. And the bottom line to all of this piece for me is the fact that you love the aspects of everything love can provide. And you're not
Indeed.
Wearing it just on your sleeves, but you are actually bleeding it from your heart.
Yes, sir. I'm in love with
this
love,
is what I'm
bro. That's that's one of my pieces. In love with love. You know, love is an amazing, powerful thing. Make you do stupid
uh-huh.
stuff sometimes, but that's what it is.
Yes. Yes, yes, make you do stupid stuff. I'm just, for the record, I'm only going to say that single men matter. So that's all I'm saying.
single
men matter.
Single men do matter. But
single men matter. I'm going to say nothing else. Single men matter.
I used to be a part of that club. No longer. But
oh,
anyway.
Oh.
Anyway.
Oh.
Anyway. Enough about me, brother. Enough about me. Let's get
I
to
like
your
talking
piece.
About you.
Nah. We're not going to talk about me. We're going to talk about you and what you brought to the Get Down tonight. So, my brother, let me get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
Her hypnotic walk weakens the hardest parts of my street smart. Her voice resembles beautiful bird chirps that sound as if it was Lena Horne singing during mating season as she captures my attention in more seconds with an advanced glance. So I roll up on her. And I say, excuse me, miss. Excuse me, miss. Hey, yo, what's good with you, baby? Hey, check this out, ma. Yo, my name's Gay. Tell me something. How come somebody this pretty doesn't have my name in her conversations? I mean, what I'm trying to say is, can I holler at you for a few? Hey, yo, why you laughing, ma? Why you laughing? So you know what happened? I walk with her to learn and to understand what makes her smiles dream. What gives life to her tomorrows, what piano keys echo in her whispers, what makes her twirl in sexy pirouette circles like tiny ballerinas inside music boxes with the same calming tune that renders a thug helpless like a siege. And I think she's somewhere out of my league. But the other me keeps the blade ready, my heart steady, even with heavy palpitations of what the fuck we got going on here, because niggas need to find that I'm always on my grind and I'm always in a New York state of mind. Fuck me, think this is. And then I glance at her, because she is everything I've ever wished for and deserved, so I set up play deep performances. Near 100-year-old oak trees, dry sycamore trees, planted somewhere under the George Washington Bridge with gentrified stations and stages, somewhere outside the Bronx pages, near the end of a lighthouse, when she hears me, when she hears my heartbeats. In various verses from a bottle filled with every single piece of poetry that I've ever written now is pouring out of my heart on loose pages, spilling on grass as beautiful as her French manicure tips, with verses that sound like ancestors' freedom riders having freedom conversations about freedom. And instead of horns, man, instead of horns, I hear hip-hop gods, funky scratch drum and strums, and every time the beat goes, each piece she begins to recite like nano flares from the sun instead of drum snares. And intensely, she beautifully spits every single one of my fucking poems to me until she says, baby, this is my favorite. And our time will look like the days of old when you had to stand behind the ropes in the park and wonder and bear witness to this as if the grand architect was in check during the sound check where each piece began to tippy-toe like a high-wire balancing act ever so gracefully. Just listening to the wind blow patiently. He commanded to smile, you know? It's her smile. Her smile. Smile gives me joy to an otherwise grimace nurtured by years of carefully crafted Bronx street shit. I can't go on lie to you, man, but I keep my blade and my biscuit close to my side just in case. But I can't lie. Ever since I met her, my blade has become dull, and I seem to only be able to draw back and let loose colorfully poetic blossoms, shattering flowers. I think this is what love is supposed to look like, as if my mind is a blur. And if I'm not mistaken, I think love looks a lot like her. This is J. Robert, my son, and this has been a deep shade of soul.
Yo, that was fire, bro. Hey, one day, y'all, I'm going to grow up and I'm going to be just like J. Rob the Rod's son, and I'm going to write some dope poetry that's longer than the pieces that I write. Because, bro, that was fire. I'm bowing down to you right now. Bowing down, bro. Bowing down.
Don't you dare. You cut it out, sir. I'm just a happy, humble poet bowing to the poetry gods. So I'm blessed, man. I'm humbled that you enjoyed this piece. I know it's long, but
it's amazing.
To the topic.
Amazing.
I wanted to just tell a story that she is more than a poem, and she is what love looks like.
Absolutely, bro. Hey, man, listen, I don't know about you, man, but I'm ready to see what these poets got. I'm ready to see what they're talking about, see what they're ready to spit. You ready?
Am I ready? Man, listen, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, I'm down.
Next up on the mic, first artist for the evening on the Get Down is none other than Mrs. VIP. Welcome to the Get Down.
Well, hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
Don't come with the sexy voice Thursday night, girl. You got to come with the regular voice.
Tonight?
You kidding me? Sexy love, Joan Trump. You got to come in here sounding like someone bothering your children. If you want justice, you got to give a that voice. Not the after seven voice. You ain't coming in here. Because she in love now. She all Mrs. Everything. And then you got Van Meadows all in love now. He's Mr. Everything. And J-Rob simply said, single men matter.
Oh, my goodness.
Single men definitely matter, bro.
The same. All that sexy voice up in the band with his sexiness and stuff, and you know, you want to change the name of the show to the Get Love Show.
Hey man, you ain't hear the piece that you just spit.
What?
Come on, bro.
You told me to respect. You said you don't like sexy no more, so you say this.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, okay, fine. So I did. But it's not about me and you, man. It's not about me and you. It's about Ms. VIP. From VIP. And her sexy sound itself.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, J-Rob.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. And welcome to the Get Down.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome. It's been a minute since we heard your voice. Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Great show. A great start, you two. I'm telling you. Y'all just kick it off, and I'm like, wow.
I'm not going to lie to you. When Van is
Van
in the
wrote
song,
it again.
Here we go.
And
we go again.
Because he does that work, you know, and I couldn't do much. He's like, yo, Van, three best words is, I got you.
Mm-hmm.
And he slides up one is like, yo, respect that for him. And the next thing you know, it becomes magic. And then y'all come on the show, and it becomes even more special. So I'm blessed.
All right.
So
wonderful.
So thank you for coming out tonight.
This guy.
It is a pleasure hearing you. Why? I do nothing.
Uh-oh,
I think Van wants to say something to you. I'll be quiet now.
Okay.
Mrs. VIP, she or he, well, in your case, he was more than a poem. Go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. He was more than a poem. He started as an idea. His sister introduced us. He said my voice was so provocative, and I smiled. We talked daily, getting to know each other. We clicked, and I thought he could be more than an idea. 18 days in, I saw love, and I was afraid. And I knew then he was more than an idea. And I dared to hope that happiness was coming my way. He was more than a poem. Every morning was a greeting, a song of the day to hear. When he expressed himself, my heart sang. He was more than a poem. He was the air I needed to breathe. He was the song I wanted to sing. We decided to be together to feel what true love could bring. And it's true. He's more than a poem. He's the words, the paper, and I own the ink. And that's that piece.
My gracious.
Okay.
Man.
My gracious.
Man.
Oh, my goodness. My dad. Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Is it okay if I clutch my pearls? I mean, just, oh, damn.
You go right ahead.
Just, oh, damn. Okay. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
This is the kind of poetry that says, I'll leave the door open.
This is exactly that kind of poetry, bro. Leave it open. Just go ahead. Just leave it open.
Just wow. All right. Let's see. See, out here taking love seriously, talking about I was introduced by my sister. And then he put his heart on the table and told me something that made poetry make more sense than vivid word, imagination, concept. I'm like, what the fuck? Who the hell is this dude?
Speak about it, bro. Speak on it, bro.
I'm just saying. You know, whatever he says, you know, captivated by see, she brought that Thursday night voice, and the brother was like, I didn't even hear what she said. I just know her voice is sexy, and we need to get together, and if you can talk like that to me forever, you need to marry me. And she's like,
Right.
Next thing you know, she's like,
I'm going to be Mrs. VIP. It's no more Miss Adam. Oh, my goodness. My magic name. Y'all got to catch up.
I'm not mad at you, you know. I'm not mad. I'm just like, wow, that's high.
Okay.
She threw that Thursday night voice on him, man. He hooked. You know, she's like, do you want to have breakfast? At like 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's like, shit, where the pancakes? But that's enough. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You good?
Go ahead, Dave.
My bad.
You just said everything, bro. Mrs. VIP, great piece. You know, I thought I would have some commentary, but J-Rob just stole all my words. He done took everything that I was going to say. So, you know, for a great piece.
Okay.
Great piece.
He'd be lying. He'd be just lying.
Hey, listen. Let me just say, great show last night. The Erotic Love Zone. If y'all missed the Erotic Love Zone, make sure you go listen to that playback. Can you let the people know what you got going on, Epiphany Radio?
Oh, absolutely. Every Wednesday evening, my sexy diva, La Perla Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. So now, y'all come through because we have a lot of fun. And you know, there's some banging music and some great poetry. I mean, the poets come out and show up. You know what I'm saying? So y'all come on. So that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down on Dance Floor so that you can start off the, you know, the party over there. Because, listen, you first.
Hey.
So I want you to stick around.
All right. I got the line dance.
She's Mrs. Don't you say none of that woman. You're trying to meet her husband. Leave that woman alone. That dance by herself in a circle.
Absolutely. All right, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mrs. VIP. You can catch her every Wednesday in the Erotic Love Zone with La Perla La Negra, who happens to be next. Hey, Danielle. Welcome to the Get Down.
Hey, Dan. You caught me on guard. Amazing pieces. Okay, J-Rob, my vocabulary is short right now, okay? You either take it or you leave it. I don't want to hear anymore. But how y'all
right.
doing?
There
how you
go.
Doing, J-Rob?
Right.
Hey,
wow.
Doing
wow.
good.
Wow.
Hey,
fine.
Hey.
Fine. I'm good.
I got you, bro.
How dare you downplay my praise or your pieces? You got a lot of nerve.
Because hold on, your bed. Remember back in the day, you was a little kid, and you stood on stage, and you sang your heart out, and you was like, you know, singing, and you know, your mom was like, oh, man, that's nice.
Right.
Or when you saw a professor, and she's like, oh, look at that, make a muscle, Hercules. So, you know, we go to the ends of the earth to write some dope poetry, and she goes, oh, that was nice.
That's
so nice.
Look at the intensity behind that nice. Okay.
Like,
you weren't here.
Look at my sugar wooga. He was so nice. Oh, wasn't he nice, Adrian?
Right.
He was nice.
Right.
You cannot satisfy some black people. I'll tell you. That's why I speak to y'all on certain days.
Why?
You know what?
I happen to think that you are levels beyond incredible. And your poetry has sincere equity to it, and it transcends a whole lot of different genres because you come from different places when you decide to put pen to paper, and it becomes a different type of exquisite. That's your poetry. See, those are different words, lady.
Man, why your partner trying to make me feel so bad, huh?
I mean, what you want me to do? He's a grown man.
It's your partner, yo. It's your partner.
Flag on the play. He's not my partner. He's my brother. She's my brother.
You know Vanny, my daddy.
You know what?
I mean, I call him daddy. Vanny, my daddy.
Closest get the most, so you know, it's cool. I'll take the abuse. I can handle
Vanny, my father. And I didn't say father. I said father with a V. He ain't my father. He ain't my father.
It's okay.
But no,
love
in any
too.
Event.
But
yeah, man.
Go ahead, bro. You got it.
I was just going to tell her, I'm humbled to have you on the show this evening. It's been a minute since we've heard your voice. Would you please, nice topic, beloved, is he, when we talk to the ladies, he was more than a poem. And would you please get on that?
I shall try. Right. Oh. All right. This is quickly written. And I call it, he called me Angel. I was hurt, lost, and keeping to myself. My heart crying to the universe to expand my arms because I realized they ran out of space when I started stumbling over the pieces of my shattered heart that was hitting the floor. Just couldn't fit anymore. My plea was if he would just release me from his cage, thoughts of me, perhaps my tears I have inside for him, I could release. And free me. But then he, an angelic stranger, appeared out of nowhere as if angels did a drive-by drop-off from Amazon in heaven and placed him perfectly in my vision. His words greeted me so gentle, gentler than any that had ever been spoken to me. He called me Angel and said, I found your wings. And I repaired them with your tears. I'd never heard anything more beautiful. And then he said, the only release necessary is from the hold you place on your heart. Although the pain, anguish, and anger felt from being heartbroken is very real indeed, it isn't that of which any of those hold on to us. It is us that holds on to it. And in the beginning, it is natural response, then reaction, but then it becomes choice. So forgive often and live every moment with purpose and intention. Just then and there, my eyes were opened, and that is when I saw that he was more than a poem. That piece.
Whoa. Okay, then. Okay, then. I see you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Tell that man he was more than a poem.
Absolutely. Whew, I got the exhale now.
I like that kind of carrying on. Whew.
Thank you.
Wise son.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
What you think of that, bro?
That was nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Said a whole lot. It was quite nice.
Huh?
I mean, I was in another life, I'd have probably said it was stimulating, sultry, stimulating, sexy, super subtle, smart, and seductive. It was sensitive, serious, succulent, and sensuous. In other words, I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
But if I'm going to be in Philly, I'm going to just say that was nice. That was nice.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Whew.
Now, La Perla Negra, can you let everybody know what you got going on? Dynamite show last night. Let everybody know what you got going on.
Ooh, all right. Let me see. Where do I start? I guess I'll start on every Wednesday night. I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. My co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP. Y'all know how we do. We play with the topic until we're ready to give it to you. And we know when we give it to you, you're going to love it. Whew, what else am I doing? I guess every Monday night, every other Monday night, I stand in co-hosting for Queen Simmons with King Atterbury and, what's the name of the show? Ooh, y'all got my head. Don't say nothing. Let me think. King and Queen's Court. That's horrible.
Wow.
Okay, and I know. It's terrible. I got things going on other than, you know.
What kind of substitute teacher are you? You forgot the assignment.
I didn't forget the assignment, just the name of the class. That's all. I know where I'm going, though. And what else am I doing? Oh, my goodness. I don't remember right now. Am I still doing Saturdays? I guess
poetic
every other
therapy,
Saturday or Wednesday.
Every other Saturday, you'll be on Poetic Therapy, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. You're up.
Yeah.
Yeah, great job. Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and get you on over to the Get Down dance floor.
Yeah, go over there. We better remember something.
I absolutely will. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
One love, one mic.
Yeah, one, girl. One.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Perla Negra. She can't remember where she at no more. Y'all pray for the sister.
Yeah.
Just pray for her. Just pray for her.
Just for the record, man. Just for the record.
Yeah,
you know when women can't remember stuff, that ain't Alzheimer's. They in love. They in love. That's when they can't remember stuff.
You think that's why women can't remember? They in love? I would think women in love would remember everything, you know. Well, you know what?
No,
just
don't.
Things that matter. You know what? Just things that matter to them. That's what I'm thinking.
That
of.
Part
okay.
right
you know
there, sir. That part right
never
there.
Never mind. Yeah, let's keep the party going. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we got none other than the CEO of Epiphany Radio himself and Raw Links. For real, the poet Douglas, baby,
take your socks off. What it do, gentlemen? Hello, poet.
What's happening?
Hello.
What's happening, my brother?
Gun. What's going
What's
on,
good
my
with
brother?
You?
Hey, man,
What's
everything
good,
man? Nice. Hey, I'm good, man. Everything is all good. I heard from the ladies from the the Nasty Sexy Show. Love, Sexy Erotica, Porter Show. They were very nice. I love the pieces.
Yeah, they were. They were.
You heard how Miss. They were. Nice. You heard how Mrs. VIP came in. She's like Marilyn Monroe. She was singing Happy Birthday to John Kennedy. She's like.
Right.
Yeah, I saw part, that. I tried to block out the lovely sound of her voice since she's married now. It was very marshmallowy to me. Very sensual.
But even better than that, did you hear how Van walked in here all sassy and all off his love, blah, blah, land or what have you?
Yeah.
I mean, what's the world without love poetry, bro? You know that's my next book. Hey, y'all know that's my next book, the love poetry book. All right, make sure y'all get the current book, though, the erotic book. So make sure y'all go get that.
Yeah,
I'm going to play a song in the event page to talk to this. But since I got a career, I got a song, Natalie Cole, I Got Love on My Mind. I'm going to play that in the event page.
Appreciate it, bro.
Yeah.
Before I do that,
you sound a little bit like Megatron a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit, bro.
Okay, well, while the CEO starts spitting his piece, I'm going to change headsets and let's see what we can put together. How's that?
All right.
That was good, bro. For the poet, she
yes, sir.
Was more than a poem. Go ahead and get down, bro.
Yes, she was. She is pure energy. She is all-encompassing. She is my muse. Whenever my pen gets stuck, she makes it move. That energy, my muse, she sparks the fuse that ignites creativity. See, I write, she makes it easy. See, she is intangible, fluid in her femininity. She surges through me, flooding my arteries. She be more than a poem. She is poetry, poetic in the way that she flows, touching me. How her essence serenades me. She is more than a poem. She is a song that sings to me, a song just for me, my song, my favorite song, R&B, jazz, neo, soul, hip-hop when she wants to be. See, it's the sweetness that sweets me. So sweet she be, brown sugar she be, sugary. Her temperament easygoing, such a lady, my baby. The things that just loving her causes these eyes to see. Butterflies fluttering fills my sky. She more than a poem. She's a constant visual. This beautiful rainbow that I've chosen to follow. A treasure on the other side, that pot of gold. When I found her, it was like hitting the lotto. I see stars and I see clovers. I see her face in every bowl when I'm eating cereal. She's erased every single maybe in my life now. She's all my reasons why. The reasons why I spit. The reason why I write. She's the reason why I'm reciting this piece. And when I'm finished spitting, I'ma simply drop this mic. Sunlight. Her rays dance in the night sky gives way. Touched by it starts my day. Birds chirping lightly, our favorite song. She's more than a poem. This is love waking me up, waking me poetically. My miss photosynthesis, tulips grow envious. She's the pigmentation that gives plants life, long stems. She's my blue indigo rose. She's more than a poem. She is precious, a precious gem set in gold. She be emerald, jasper, moonstone, shimmering. She be opal, black and white, onyx, topaz. She be the emphasis, that amethyst that these lips kiss. My diamond. On her neck, raw links well-crafted with silver accents held together by a clasp that's magnetic. She shines like fresh minted silver on a dime. She's more than a poem. See, shit She's a Raw Lynx poetry bracelet. See, she sparkles, she glitters, beneficial. Her healing powers are strong, and I love the way I fit her when I put her on. Why be average shit when you can be raw? See, my pen is real sappy. My heart warms the tender fibers. Her heart warms the tender fibers within me. She heats my pen, and the ink within glides like hot wax across these loose-leaf sheets with steam dripping, elegance in words, pronouns and verbs provoked by dreams, fantasies, my forever wants and longings all inspired by her. See, she's more than a beautiful song of birds lightly chirping poetically. She is a song, my song, sang just for me. She is more than just the light in the morning sky. She is the sun that shines, that wakes me, shining bright just for me. She is pure energy. She is all-encompassing. She is my muse, the sound, the birds chirping, the sun every morning that I'm blessed to see. She could never be average, because she is uncut, pure, and raw. She is not your average. She is more than just a poem. She is poetry. She is more than just a poem. She is poetry. All encompassing. She is more than a fucking poem. More than a fucking poem. More than a fucking poem. She is more than a poem. She is poetry. For real.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Y'all see why that's the CEO of Epiphany Radio. Y'all hear that masterpiece? Did y'all hear that? She is more than a poem. That's what's up, bro. That's, yo. J-Rob, go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
She is more than a poem. She is every link in Raw Lynx. She is not average. She is the raw, intense social antithesis of what this poem should be. She is more than a poem written by he who is more than a poet. This is incredible.
Yeah.
I absolutely love this piece.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my brother.
How's my sound now?
Great, sound great, bro. Great, bro.
Excellent. So, yeah, just outstanding. Wow. Go ahead, man.
No, man, I was just going to say, man, that was a dope piece. Very sap-ass. Very sap-ass, bro. Very sap-ass. Hey, man.
So thank you.
Can you let everybody know what you got going on, bro? I mean, I know you're retired and everything, but what you got going on, bro?
Hey, man, besides you guys keeping Epiphany Radio alive, you know, Raw Lynx, LLC. Check me out at Facebook at Raw Lynx, B-Raw, at Facebook. And check, you know, I got those precious gems and necklaces, bracelets, earrings, and all those good shiny things. And some of them are made just for you. So come check me out on Facebook at Raw Lynx Be Raw. Beta, beta.
All right. All right.
And
we're going to go ahead and... yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to get you over to the dance floor, man. I think the Huckabuck needs to make an appearance. You got Mrs. VIP over there. You got La Pearl, La Negra over there. And we're going to send more people your way, bro. So stick around and enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, my brothers. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the CEO of Epiphany Radio coming through, blazing the mic, for real, the poet. Next up on the mic, Wise Son, are you ready, man, to keep this party going, man, or what? You ready?
I sure am, sir. I sure am.
Next up on the mic, we got one Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro? Mr. Automatic, wake up. Wake up.
Wake up.
Well, we'll just let them sleep. It's all right. It's all right. We'll just let them sleep. We're going to keep it moving. Next up, we got essentially Janice. Welcome to the Get Down. How you doing?
Hello, hello. Hey, J-Rob.
Well, hello.
Good to hear from you. Good to hear from you. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great listening in. Everybody's bringing it tonight. I don't know. I'm a little hesitant. It's been a minute, too, right?
It's been an extremely long minute. Yes,
ma'am.
But you're here now.
I'm listening in. I just tend to, this is true. This is true. I tend to hang out in the back channel. You know this.
Is it my turn, man?
That's all right. It is your turn, bro.
Hey,
Janice.
I'm just saying. I did not. I'm just going to say Go ahead.
I have the personal privilege of introducing you and asking you, telling you, first and foremost, tonight's theme, which is he was more than a poem. Please go ahead and get on down.
All right. So like I said, I did not follow directions. I chose to write about I am more than a poem. And the title of this piece is Real. He made love to my mind with the patience of rushed fingers, fumbling with buttons, those echoes from the past, conditionally attracted. I wear his clothes. How Fabio are you? I watched him wander with the presence of distraction, stumbling through pretense, those cliches we love describe. He set out with poetry, but he was predictably affected by the timeline in his mind. So, how deft are your fingers? Are they cautious enough to linger for a while? Enter my isolation therein, an elusive smile, daring to recognize when it may actually be time to finger fuck this loneliness out of me, allowing the taste of my vulnerability to make my lips shine, undressed in front of all of the emotions I didn't want to feel, hoping that this time what I see in me is real. Essentially.
Yo.
Oh, I ain't follow directions at all.
Ooh. And nobody cares. And nobody cares.
At all. At all.
Woo, yes. Yes. Van, if I can, please.
Yeah.
She said, I want you to finger fuck this loneliness out of me. I got to use that line.
No, I blame that on a prop.
Yes.
Y'all get y'all boy. That came from a 100 prop, so.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Blame him for
that. I love that.
He don't be sending me no prompts like that. I'm just saying, I want me a prompt like that too.
Wait.
Shit, I want a prompt.
Listening like a fly on the wall.
I want a prompt too. Shit, send me a prompt, daddy. I want a prompt too. Go ahead, man. You talk to her. Shit, send me a prompt to daddy.
Hey, man, listen. The Sapio in me was digging this from start to finish. I was like, oh, my God. Taking my mind on a trip, on a journey. This is an amazing piece. This is an amazing piece. So thank you. Thank you for this.
My pleasure. Thank you for the space.
Oh, no. Please. Mm. That was our pleasure. Oh, God.
Absolutely.
That was our pleasure. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and yes, some more.
All right. We're going to get you over to the dance floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. One love, one mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one finger.
One finger, yeah. That one finger, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is essentially John Neese. Oh, my God. Wise son, wise son. Lord have, let's say, Lord have mercy.
God is like, don't talk to me. Don't you talk to me.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
God is like, don't bother me. I ain't do that. I ain't doing that. God is like, I'm watching just like y'all. Don't be calling my name.
Right. All right, let's keep this party moving. Next up on the mic, y'all, C-34 Music, y'all. C-double in the house. What's good, Broski?
I am happy and I am privileged and I am pleased to be one of the people that came from miles around with the almost religious devotion to get on down. What's up, brothers?
My man.
Tonight's a great night, brothers. Good to hear your voice.
Doing good.
How you been, man?
I was looking at this female going up the stairs. I guess she's a door dasher. And all I could think was the immortal words of the comedian Sinbad. Would you like to hear it?
Indeed.
Go ahead.
If you're bald-headed on Monday, hear me now. If you're bald-headed on Monday, you can't have your weave down to your butt on Wednesday. Yep. Your dog won't even recognize you.
Wow.
The girl was like Lizzo. She was like Lizzo climbing up to the third floor.
Yeah, I remember
with
that.
weave down to her butt like she's Crystal Gayle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's my public service announcement.
Wow. Just wow. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
C-Devil.
Yes, sir.
My brother.
Yes,
she
sir.
Was more than a poem. Go ahead and get on down.
Piece is called The You Experience. I would bathe in the lather of your cherry essence. I'm in the presence of a heavenly blessing to where I don't want our time to have rules and amendments. I relish in the greatness that God has sent to me. My helper in this purpose as my fingers trace your curvature. You're the current curriculum of higher learning and further, furnish me with your service. You're not a slave to me. I'll never let us lose as long as you're next to me. Lay your head on my chest to blend our circadian rhythms. One heartbeat so intricate and intimate. My love for you is unlimited as the stars enumerated in the universe and galaxy. You're the perfect picture of poetry in my gallery, such a masterpiece that gives me massive peace. Extending from our chemistry inseparable, building our legacy, I confess my love to you forevermore. Just so you know, we are together as one meant to be, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally. That's the naked truth. And that's the way it is. Now we could populate valleys and mountains like the Waltons. And still no other woman besides you could defy logic or distract me from the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge that I love you. In the marathon we are running, can you hear me now talking? Better or worse, rich or poor, sickness and health, to death do us part, but as I'm laying my life on the line, realizing it ain't time for us to say goodbye and lay in parallel coffins. See, we got a plot and a plan coming together based on this perpetual promise engraved on our hearts and witnessed by the power and presence bond of matrimony, and I love you. I'm just being brutally honest. You are more than a poem. You are the experience. C-34 Music in Stereo. Open says me, because you already know. That's my piece.
That's what I'm talking about. He says you are more than a poem. You are an experience. Yeah. C-double. This was a fire piece, bro. This well-crafted. I really enjoyed this piece, man. But you always come through and you blaze it without question, bro. Dope ink. Wise son.
You's a bad man for no reason. You just a bad man for no reason.
Right.
And you spit these metaphors. You spit these metaphors like you just cracked open a new box of Cheerios and was like, hold the milk, let this pour for a second, and just went all in on it. He's a bad boy. Salute to you, sir. Salute to you.
Thank you. I was just trying to get my Barry White in, you know, practice what I preach.
Hey, it's all good, bro.
As you do.
It's all good.
As you do.
Definitely. Well, my brother, we're going to shoot you on over to the Get Down dance floor. Man, there's a party over there. I see Pharrell doing the Hucklebuck. You know, hey, man, it's a party over there.
Please tell essentially Johnny's, she got to stop with the Janet Jackson, Kim Fields thing. She's killing me with that, man. I'm melting.
I know that's right, bro. I know that's right.
Lord.
I'm trying to be the good guy,
brother,
like I was last night.
just Lord.
All right, bro. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you, my brothers.
Absolutely.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, C-34 Music, y'all. All right. Welcome back. Tiffany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. If you're listening online, the dialing number is 319-527-6300, and press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so and you desire to spit, press 1. Wise son, are we ready to keep this party going, bro?
Yes, please, and thank you.
Next up on the mic, we got DSR's own Rebel P. Jones in the building. Welcome to the Get Down, bro.
Good Lord, where has this dude been?
Where you been?
Nah, I've been
doing
this
cool thing, man.
Thank you for waking up today.
Nah, thank y'all for waking up today. There you go.
Thank y'all for waking up today.
What's up, King?
Calling
in
last week,
bro?
But they said there was no show last week, so I was going to try.
Due to circumstances
tonight
beyond our control, we had to cancel out. But you're here today. That's absolutely.
I don't have the homework, but I can fly something by that pertains to it.
Then help me if Van gonna get out the way and let you get on down. How about that, Van?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
She is more than just poetry. This is more than just a poem to me. Tell you a thing or two about this bitch poetry. Let me tell you something about this bitch poetry. She makes my anger fume as it's filled by a commanding manner. Who the fuck does she think she is? As my pain bleeds through the ink, I now read aloud on epiphany I have. Real epiphanies that blend with my nightmares and tears that make it hard for me to optically see the same reality that most see. Look at all this fucking blurry. See, poetry means, to me, struggle, mental torture, and tragedy. From the inside out, she's eating all that's left in me so she can smile back at me when she sees a lack of happy if I'm not with her. If you gleam within the eyes of me, you would see the void of light in me that once existed so bright inside of me. But I'm so addicted to the point of unhealthy, I obsess over her until rational decision-making begins melting into the realms of no longer existing. Oh, how my fingers bleed with the quill in hand on the commander sheet. Poetry all around me is such a maddening siren scream. My insanity is all she really fucking gives me, envisioning the worst horrific future for humanity. But fuck, she's so fucking beautiful, though. The most wickedly gorgeous beast that's ever entered the mind of me. But now I feel it inside differently, as if my vessel is haunted by this poetry entity violently. She is my intimate secret, scraping the words across the mind of me. My agony, my forever is she. My forever is she. What has made this God in me blessed as pen and ink, as each letter penned is given breath to breathe, and thought the godly poetry that has possessed it. All that exists in me. Peace.
Well,
he
damn,
said he
Rebel.
Didn't have the homework, bro. He said he didn't have the homework, bro. Sound like he got the homework to me. Sound like you got
damn,
the homework
Rebel.
To me, bro. Yeah, go ahead, Jay.
Rebel stuck to the page and did the damn thing. Go ahead, boy.
Now, the thing is, I believe I wrote this piece on your show a year ago. If poetry was an entity to you, I believe that was some topic we had like a year ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And when I got on and started listening tonight, I was like, I might be able to fit that in there.
My man.
I like that.
Absolutely, bro.
I like that
absolutely.
A lot. Nice. Very, very nice.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be able to catch you out tonight.
It was a pleasure to hear you.
You belong to us, man. And yeah, I was fixing to say that. Thank you, Van. Yep. Exactly what Van said, bro.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Well, I ain't dancing tonight. My arthritis is killing me, so I can't back and watch the show.
All right, bro. We appreciate you, man. We appreciate you.
We're going to talk.
One love, one mic. We're definitely going to talk, bro.
One love, one mic,
man.
Thank you
for waking up today. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, DSR's old Rebel P. Jones, coming through, blazing the mic. Next up on the mic, K. Rob, the Wildest Son, we got Double A, Kingpin, Anthony Arnold. What's good with you, my brother?
What's happening, peoples?
Very good evening,
bro?
Sir.
Ain't much going on. Today was the second day of my poking prod. I had my eyes dilated. Everything came out okay. So I'm just chilling.
All right, that's a good look. Chilling is good. Chilling is good. I like that. I like that. Well, listen. Since we're all here, tonight, brother, tonight, she was more than a poem. And if she is more than a poem, please get on down.
In celebration of black women. She was, no wait, she is a force to be reckoned with. From Rosa to Catherine, Daisy Bates and others, black women have made their mark. From Bessie Coleman to Dr. Mae Kennison, to the first all-black, all-women flight crew. They have blazed trails from the skies to outer space. From Shirley Chisholm to Barbara Jordan, from former First Lady Michelle Obama to Vice President Kamala Harris, they have carried forward democracy. Breonna Taylor, Atiana Jefferson, Taisha Miller and India Kager, lives taken much too soon. These are a few during this time, this celebration of women, this Women's Month. And that's at peace.
Outstanding. This is definitely,
phenomenal, bro.
Definitely. Tell him, Van. Go ahead. Tell him.
No. You got it, bro. You start.
You got to go first. I started the last time. Go ahead, boy.
Okay. C-double. Not C-double. Double A. This was, as J-Rob said, outstanding. This was phenomenal. Your ode and your celebration of these women. I expected nothing less from you, you know, because I know how you get down when you come to the get down. And my brother, this was just some dope ink, man. Just the ability to pay homage in this piece and just you as a person. It's really phenomenal, bro. Why, son?
I dig everything about this, and it's just a perfect homage to those ladies who stood on the front lines in various parts of the 20th century and made history doing so in an effort to make sure that those who came after them had it better than they did. I really, really thoroughly enjoyed this, bro. Thoroughly. And thank you, because this is a necessary piece.
I appreciate it.
Nice. Absolutely.
Oh, and while I got
this cat
the bull
just
from
to be a bad
here,
man. Yes, sir.
While I got the both of you here, for those that did not know, these two gentlemen contributed some words to my newest book that's coming out, and I spoke to my publisher tonight, and we are looking at right around the 23rd of March for a release date. So I'll be getting with you gentlemen, because you will get copies, of course. And
appreciate you, bro.
We'll see how it goes.
Much appreciated.
But I wanted to thank you guys for doing that for me, because you didn't have, but you did, and I appreciate it greatly.
Pleasure is all ours, bro.
Absolutely, to be asked of such, because you could have asked anyone for what you asked of me and my brother Van, and you graced us with that. That was humbling for us, and thank you for that. And I'm happy that we were able to put something together that met your approval in the direction from which you're taking your book. So thank you.
Absolutely, bro.
Indeed.
Appreciate you.
Indeed.
Love so you thinking about that dance floor tonight or what?
Yeah, I might get out there and do a George Jefferson on him.
I'm thinking George Jefferson.
Yeah, we'll take it. So go ahead, man.
Yeah, appreciate
get on over to that. We appreciate you, man. Get out there on that get down dance floor, man, and have yourself a good time, man. It's a party over there. We're going to be joining you shortly because you actually was the last one with your hand up. So we're going to get out there. We're going to dance tonight. We're going to dance tonight.
All right, then.
Yeah. We're going to dance tonight.
But I know we don't say it enough, but we appreciate the things that you guys do. You're one of the last shows running other than the other ones that go. But as far as just strictly poetry and all realms, you guys are one of the last ones going. So when you guys don't come on, it's almost as like a void that we miss. So for those of us who still come faithfully on Thursday nights, we appreciate what you do. You could be doing anything else but this, but you do this. And to the CEO, thank you for keeping these guys on the air. We appreciate it more than you know. So that's
thank you, bro. That means a lot.
Truly humbling. Truly, truly humbling. Thank you, bro. Thank you. That means a whole lot. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, bro.
Wow. That's a hell of a compliment.
Shake her hip.
All right, man. Go on. Shake that hip now, bro. Shake that hip, bro.
Hip, shake that hip, daddy. My man.
Y'all have a good rest of the night.
All right.
Thank you,
bro.
Sir, you do the very same.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Anthony Arnold, double A, a.k.a. Kingpin. Man, what a performance piece. Just paying homage, bro. But, man, that was the last poet, man. We got to go out to the dance floor early tonight, bro. I don't know about you, but
listen,
I'm excited.
We haven't been on the dance floor early in, like, 4 years. Haven't been on the dance floor early.
Listen. Join the next Epiphany Radio Show is going to be Saturday night. It'll be the Just J Gina Storm Show. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory, Paul Sampson, Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night, King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and standing in Queen La Perla Negra. Tuesday night, one of Mojave's great shows. Tune in to see it. Maybe Honey Dripper or War Council. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Perla Negra. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday for the Get Down, J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. We'll start with last words with you, Wise Son.
This has been a long time. It's been a crazy beginning of the year. We're in the third month, and I'm hoping that nothing disturbs the harmony that's been established between Van Meadows and myself. And to the poets, thank you all for blessing us with your gift. We're truly tremendously humbled by that, because as stated earlier, you could have been anywhere else, and y'all came through and had some fun with me and Van amid our craziness and poetry. But without y'all, we really don't have a show except for me and Van having long conversations, me bothering him about so many different things in the world. But thank you all. And to Van Meadows, man, I salute you. Like any good soldier would salute a general, and I salute you from one brother to another, because they don't make them like you no more, man. And I want to say thank you for everything that you do for the art of poetry and for the love of poetry, and just for the sake of being a damn good dude and my brother, I salute you. I love you. I thank you. Can't wait till next week for us to do this all over again and make more history.
Likewise. Thank you, good brother. I appreciate the sentiments, man, but I love you too, bro. I can't do this show without you. Every time we try, something happens, something breaks, and the universe is just like, nope, absolutely not. No. So my brother, I thank you for being as awesome as you are, a dynamic co-host, a dynamic friend, and my good brother. I appreciate you, and I love you, bro. To the Epiphany callers, hosts, listeners, without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. I will say it until I have no more breath in my body. We thank you for taking time out of your schedule to hang out with us and join us here. Like I said, join us on Saturday. One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Peace. Peace.